If we change word order, we can make certain effects. One way is by just making a nonsense sentence, like in number one, the yesterday police officer minor arrested, which is a nonsense sentence. It makes no sense. If we change the position, the minor arrested the police officer, that doesn't make sense either in the world that we live in. But it has a reversed meaning. Instead of saying the police officer arrested the minor yesterday, we say the minor was arrested by the police officer yesterday. There's a fundamental change, because then the agent, the doer, is different from the one who is affected. And then you can also, because in three, you've made what is called a passive sentence, then in a passive sentence you can also leave out the agent, by the police. And therefore you're left with four. The minor was arrested yesterday. Now with a word like arrested, it's not so much of an issue. But what about a word like beaten? Police beat minors, or minors were beaten. By whom, then, you could say. So grammatical formulation can also influence our thinking.